Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lydia is not here. Oh, she's here. Yes, I was going to call Alana to tell you where she is. Glory be to God. Amen. Lydia, good to see you. Yes, last Sunday you were in hospital, isn't it? Yes, your daughter told me. Did you tell some other people? Okay. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. And so, good to see you back. Good to see you well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. God is good. Glory be to God. Olive, good to see you. You are not here last Sunday. Were you? Were you here the other Sunday? Then the other? Okay. Yeah, Olive, good to see you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Now I'm getting confused. Yeah. Were you here on Thursday? No. This is your first time? Okay, please. Did you work on first time visitors? No. Please. Stand up and we'll welcome you. Okay? Yeah, you're very welcome. Who invited you? Who invited you? Okay, what's your name? Huh? Shivan. Okay, Shivan, you're welcome. You're born again? Good to see you. Thank you for visiting us. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, then there's, I know there was Jamila, there was Jovia, isn't it? You're Jovia. Yes, Jovia was here on Thursday. Let's welcome her back. Yes, she was invited by Jamila. No. Ushalita. Okay. Jamila is, I'm sure, she's in school, so she wasn't able to be here. Yeah, but they came on Thursday. Hallelujah. So good to see you. Amen. Glory be to God. Nalongo and your daughter, you are not here last week, were you? Yes. Were you in smack? Yes. That man, Mariam's husband, Kalibala, when something good happens in smack, he doesn't tell me. He only tells me when something bad has happened. Okay? You all know what was in smack the other, I think it was the visiting Sunday. Hey, there was something that moved all over the place. The headmaster was talking about parents who intimidate them, that they're going to shoot them. Hey, there's even a parent who sent soldiers to school to hunt down a child who had, I think, bullied or something like that, the child. Then there are children who are sure teachers that they are poor. That the students, for them, they're just passing time there. They're going to what? Canada after, you know. So now those are the things Mr. Kalibala does, what? He sends me. Hallelujah. Good things he doesn't, what? Maybe he sent me a good thing to see that the headmaster was putting parents in order. Isn't it? That was a good thing. Hallelujah. Yes, but please, parents, okay? Teach your children how to behave well, okay? How to behave, okay? Glory be to God. Teach your children how to behave how? How to behave well, okay? If you have told your children that you're very rich, if it is true, tell them also how to behave well. How a rich child should behave well. Glory be to God. Yes. And as I think about it, I don't know if there's anything like a rich child. Is anything like that? Yes and no. Okay, but really, a child has nothing, isn't it? All that they call theirs is not actually what? Theirs. It is their parents. Okay? So children, okay, please behave well, okay? Behave how? Behave well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Bob, sorry about your father-in-law, but we thank God that he's alive and he's getting better. Hallelujah. Yes, and I was so glad to hear Grace, where's Grace Joy? Okay. Grace Joy's testimony. Okay. But she misquoted me. She said that I said that lady is what? One of my best preachers. I didn't say that. I didn't write that. I said she's my best preacher on TV right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, she's wonderful. Amen. She's a good, I love when I land on her. Okay? I don't leave the TV until she has finished to preach. Glory be to God. I usually land on her even after, on Thursdays, after the prayer meeting. Yes, she's usually on around 9:30. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. By the way, okay, I'll tell you alone. If after the service I think it is necessary to tell you something about her. Glory be to God. Anyway, she's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Yes, last week I didn't finish reading the verses I was supposed to read you. Okay, so today I'm going to attempt to finish them. And I removed one and I added two. Okay? Yeah, but we are talking about how we can succeed in our personal lives. Okay? In the endeavors, in the assignments God has given us. Okay? Hallelujah. Yes, God would want us to succeed, and success is according to how he defines it. Okay, success is accomplishing what God told you to accomplish. That is true success. Okay? And God will bless you for that, and for it, and in eternity, you'll be greatly rewarded. Hallelujah. Amen. So success is simply you hear what God has told you to do and you go ahead and do it. And along the way, as you're doing it, when you receive more instructions from the Lord, you implement them. Okay? Yeah. Grace Joy, that lady, yes, she's one of the people who made me to think about preaching this last Sunday. So one of the things she said is that if God tells you to do something and you're very sure it is God and it is evident it is God, he told you tomorrow go to Jinja. Okay? He told you in very clear terms. Okay? So if he tells you that, it means that he wants you to arrive in Jinja tomorrow, isn't it? Now, if you get up tomorrow and you start your journey to Jinja, now it is possible. Now, if you don't reach Jinja, but God wanted you to get to Jinja, according to what he told you, if you don't get to Jinja, yet you set off to go to Jinja, okay? It is very likely that along the way, okay, you added your own what? Your own instructions. Do you understand? It is possible that why you didn't arrive in Jinja or to Jinja, in Jinja, is because that along the way, Okay? Maybe you... Okay. Supposing he told you, go get to Jinja, okay, by private what? Means. You understand? Aha. Now you get up, okay? And then, because you've been hearing, okay, he told you, go to Jinja by public what? Means. Now you've been reading monitor. Go to Vaku monitor TV, NTV. You understand? So you've been reading that public transport, very dangerous. You understand? So you decide now to drive or to call someone to drive you. Do you understand? On your way, what? So yes, you set off. You embarked on the journey God told you to make. But you added your own stuff. Okay? Stuff which for you think is very trivial. Not a big deal. A car is a car. But God told you public means. Okay? So you get... You decide to go by private means because you think public means you'll get an accident. Okay? But God who told you go by public means, okay, has also been reading monitor and watching NTV. So he told you to go by public means when he knew what was happening with public what? So anyway, now you get an issue. Your private means break down. Your private means, you reach somewhere, the person you told to take you says that now mafuta, go with them. Did you come with something? Say no. Remember, the private means you are going to get there with 20,000, isn't it? How much is it to Jinja by public transport? And so you add 7,000, And so you see how you added your own stuff. And then things don't happen as God told you. Glory be to God. Amen. So she's the one who made me to what? Her, and even in the week I met Joanne, your wife, and she talked about that, okay? So that's when I thought about talking about this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, yes, especially children, the young people here, as you grow up, remember God speaks. Isn't it? God speaks. He can speak through the word. He can speak through a dream. He can speak through a prophecy. Okay? Now, when you're very sure it is God was spoken, endeavor to do exactly as he told you. Hallelujah. If what he told you doesn't have a certain detail that you need, what do? You inquire of him. Ask him. You understand? And then when he responds, do exactly as he does what? As he tells you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. Simple stuff, isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, yes, and when you do that, of course, that will be success, isn't it? That is success. You did the will of God. You accomplished it. And why? Because you did exactly according to what the Lord told you. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. And I told you last week that we cannot talk about success when you obey God, when you do God's will, without, I, for one, I cannot talk about that without using the story of this church, or the testimony of this church. Glory be to God. We are here and we are celebrating an anniversary in the next 3 weeks. Okay, why? Simply because we heard from God, okay, and we have been hearing from God, and we have been doing only that which He tells us to do. Hallelujah. And I repeat, that is what we should do in our personal lives. Okay, in any project, in anything that the Lord tells you, you should simply do what He tells you. Amen? Yes, so the testimony of our church once again. Hallelujah. Yes, so, this church, Philip, it began 31st August 2014. Glory be to God. We even have a new member in the church, okay? Yes, so she needs to, this is good for her. So 31st August 2014. Now, before that day, weeks earlier, I had been, there's a night when I went to bed late because I was listening to a preacher, a Nigerian preacher called David Oyedepo. Okay, Bishop David Oyedepo. I was listening to some teachings he had done concerning supernatural church growth. Okay? So I listened to part one, part two, part three, part four. So I went to bed like at 2:01. Okay? Yes, because I needed to, I thought I would learn something from him as I prepare to do what the Lord had told me to start this church. So anyway, I finished listening to him. I go to bed. Then I wake up in the morning, and as we're having breakfast, I hear a knock on the door. Okay, Grace Joy, is it a knock on the door or a knock at the door? At the door. On the door or at the door? You who's going to do law. This is very important for laws, what? Lawyers. Because just that one word, you can lose a case or you can what? Win. Okay? So is it on the door or at the door? At. Mkwanzi, Wama, you tell us the truth. You don't know. Okay, what's your opinion? At. Hallelujah. Mariam. Okay, if you want to do law, that is very important. You had better go and what? Find any, but I hear a knock. Okay? So anyway, I go, I open the door. And standing there was a friend of mine. At that time, a friend of mine. He was holding a book in his hand, okay? This money must be Rachel's money, isn't it? This is offertory. You take it to Rachel. Glory be to God. So, hallelujah. So, this friend of mine is holding a book. Okay? A book. Then he says that he had a dream at night or in the night. Okay? And he saw himself in the dream getting the book from the shelf and handing it over to me. Okay? Just as Alan has done, isn't it? So he says that he wakes, when he woke up, he knew that God was telling him that get that book and take it to Moses. And that's what exactly he did. And now, guess who the author of the book was? Philip. Bishop David Oyedepo. You remember, I went to bed after listening to him, isn't it? Okay? And the book was entitled 30 Years of ministry by Bishop David Oyedepo. Okay? So, what was the message? Very clear. God is like, read that book. Just as you went to bed listening to him. Okay? Now, I began to read the book. I read it. I was so excited. I was like, wow, this is God speaking to me. I read the book chap, quickly. Okay? And within a short time, like 2 or 3 days, I was done. Okay? Now, Philip, do you want to know what I remember from that book? Okay? I don't remember anything. Okay? The people who were here last Sunday, okay, God had that. I don't remember anything. Amen? And a month later, after reading it, I couldn't remember anything I read. But I learned something from it, which something I know was the reason why God wanted me to read that book. Hallelujah. Okay? And I realized as I read the book that Bishop David Oyedepo, the reason why his ministry succeeded and was successful, okay? At a certain point, it was the largest church in the entire world. Americans were talking about it. I had one or two of them on TV talking about a certain church in Africa. Okay? One of them, in fact, was talking about how, man, okay? When you go to preach in that church, okay? The love offering they give you, you would think in Africa, they don't give such amounts of what? Money, because they are poor. But the girl was saying, that church in Africa. Okay? In fact, I heard of a story of, I think it was a depot, okay? That one day, I think he sent an offering, okay? Not in an envelope. It was so huge, I think he sent it to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. You understand? Either to Kenneth Hagin or to Kenneth Copeland. And man, it made headlines in the ministry. Money, a large sum of money from Africa. Do you understand? And man, they had to get what? The phone. And called. Okay? The ministry that had sent it. Glory be to God. Okay? But now you see, they didn't just have money. Eh? But according to heaven, they had also what? Succeeded. How? By simply doing what the Lord told them to do. And that's why you can see God wanted me to read that book. To learn that before we what? Start the church. Glory be to God. And so that we can do exactly that. Don't just copy and paste. Okay? The church you love, by Mbenyimba, where's it? Now we know Tanka. You know, you just copy paste. Yeah? By youth, in order to attract the youth, Mtanko start dancing, you know, eh? Then you copy paste. Do you, by the way, realize, have you ever thought about it? That as those people are dancing like that, they are not actually worshiping. Their focus is on where the leg is going to land. You know, that is the one. Okay, in their hearts, they are not actually. But have you ever thought about it? They are not actually what? The focus is not on God. The focus is on what is the next move, you know? You understand? Eh? And then the congregation is also not worshiping. You understand? Because they are what? They're being entertained. Uh-huh. Then Diane is the best. Diane is the best man, you know. Diane is first in life. She's not a dancer. She's not a natural dancer. Wow, and a Muslim worship team. And you know that I'm saying the truth. You understand? That is why that rubbish should never happen here. But have I said that organizing a team and you dance is wrong? No, 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 no. Like especially with children in school. Okay, and young kids. There are things which are okay for young kids. You understand? And now when you are crazy age and you're doing them, God is like, no, 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 no. Okay, Manzi does them, God even cheers. Crazy does them, God is like, where is the what? Where is Chivoko? Do you understand? Hallelujah. Okay? We tell you like that song. Oli munene 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 munene. Like the song didn't have an ounce of anointing. Okay? Oh munene munene munene. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah. Now, I'm not going to finish. Which reminds me that you Barokole, be serious. Remember, last month we had World Cup, isn't it? World Cup. So I hear closing ceremony. There were children from Uganda called Ghetto Kids. They performed. Isn't it? Say yes. Yeah, but you watch, you're not sure whether you should do it. And Ugandans, Nabalokole, you celebrated. But does it occur to you that your Ugandan kids are being messed up? Properly. And you celebrated that. And wow, Trump, Tatuagala, na ye. Were represented. He saw us. But doesn't it occur to you that your children are being messed up? Look what they were performing. Do you understand? Indecency proper. And Ugandans are celebrating. How about man, those children are going to become superstars. Superstars in what? Superstars in immorality. And you're celebrating that. Okay? It's one thing if someone is not born again, he's celebrating because they are blinded, isn't it? But you, Alana, you should know that, no, I'm not proud. Our children are being what? This is just exploitation. They are what? You even don't know what they did on them before. You understand? Okay? So, yeah, mubele serious. We celebrate righteousness. Don't celebrate evil. Okay? Don't do what? Don't celebrate. Those are Ugandans. But Ugandans are performing sin, witchcraft. Hallelujah. All right? You've gotten that? Now, so we leave that. By the way, Bishop David Oyedepo, okay? Hallelujah. Yes, you know, very rich. Okay? they give those Americans offerings, which they don't even get in America. Hallelujah. Okay? The ministry, the church has money. Okay? Hallelujah. By the way, that is the same guy who appeared in a certain dream, okay, and did what? Then he anointed me for that, in that issue of what? Financial prosperity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's the message I got from that book. Only do what I tell you to do. And maybe that's what you should also do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, Exodus chapter 25. Okay? So, verse 8 and 9. Okay, so God spoke to me from this verse before the church began. He told me that I'm named Moses, and I will do for him what Moses did. I will build him a dwelling place. Okay? So verse 8 says that, and let so God tells Moses that, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Then verse 9 says that, according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it. Okay? So God speaks to me in this verse and says that even you're going to build for me a house. Okay? But do it according to the pattern I show you. Don't do it according to the pattern I gave someone else. Don't do it according to a pattern that someone made for themselves. Do it according to the pattern that I show you. Meaning exactly that, just do what I tell you to do. Glory be to God. And Moses did exactly that, isn't it? And in Exodus chapter 40, verse 33, it says that, verse 33 ends by saying that, so Moses finished the work, isn't it? And when he had finished the work, according to the pattern God had showed him, the cloud covered the tabernacle, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Okay? God was not going to dwell in that place if Moses had done his own things to attract the youth. Huh? To attract what? But then you can attract the youth. And those things work, by the way. You just begin those dancing things. You're going to achieve what you haven't achieved in the last how many years? 12 years. A certain number of youth are going to come. Okay? Jamila, Jovia, they're going to invite more youth. Hallelujah. See, man, our church failed. Tetuli, what? Tetuli boring, eh? Tetuli conservative. And by the way, when that starts, also expect sexual immorality to start. They go hand in hand, okay? Because the things, the strokes they'll be showcasing here. Okay? It is going to be releasing a certain spirit upon the congregation and within themselves. Hallelujah. Okay? So it ain't going to happen here. Hallelujah. Unless you first sack me. Amen? Unless you first what? But you can't sack me because you didn't elect me. You can only sack him who you what? You elected. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So anyway, Moses was successful because he did according to the pattern God did what? Showed him. Okay? Solomon, 1 Chronicles 22:5. Okay? David, King David, before he died, he calls the leaders of Israel and tells them that, my son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of what? All the nations. Okay? In fact, God gave me that verse on 2nd November in the year 2000 when I was in medical school. I remember that day I was seated in the canteen, okay, where sometimes I used to sit with Bob's doctor, Dr. Bridget, okay? So God told me, I think I was in fourth year or fifth year, that you're going to build for me a house one day that will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Okay? Now, at that time, I had stopped staying at the university, sleeping at the university. I had opted to stay home. Okay? And by the way, the university or the government would pay for my accommodation because I was a government-sponsored student. And now I wasn't staying at the what? At the university. So every time or something like that, they'll give me money. Yes. It used to be called what? There's money which they used to give to students who own government sponsorship, but there was no accommodation for them at the university. It was called what? Eh? No. Ubum was something else. It was what? Living out allowance. And so, I was staying home. So that day after school, I go home. Yes, I was in fifth year. Now, because fifth year was so busy, I never used to get time to watch TV. All right? But on this day, I get home, and then I'm like, I wonder what is on TV these days. So I go, I pick up a remote, and I'm like, I wonder what is on TV these days. Okay? So I switch on TV, and it had been tuned to Lighthouse Television, LTV. Alana, do you know it? But it's still there, I think, isn't it? No? Okay, it was the first Christian TV in Uganda. Okay, broadcasting, I think, from Naguru. Yeah. It was called Lighthouse what? LTV. So I switch on, like what you did. No? After a month of not watching TV, okay, I'm like, I wonder what is on TV these days. The moment I switch it on, there is a preacher from Kenya. He was called Pastor Lai. Okay? And Pastor Lai, the moment I switched on the TV, the guy was reading. David said, my son Solomon is young and inexperienced. And the house to be... Man, he was reading this. The verse that had ministered to me during the day at school. Man, I was blown away. The moment he finished reading that verse, I switched off. Then I went in my room, lay on my bed. Basically, I was in awe of God. I knew he had confirmed what he had spoken to me during the day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. I've told you things I didn't plan to tell you today. Okay? So anyway, so Solomon is going to build a house for the Lord, isn't it? Eh? Hallelujah. This shows you how I can be disorganized. There. Hallelujah. Now, this house of the Lord, look what David said about it, or what Solomon said about it after he had built it. Rather, before he built it, this is what David said. First Chronicles, 6 chapters later, so that is chapter 28, verse 11. It says that then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the house, for everything. Okay? Verse 12. He gave him the plans for all that he had by the Spirit. Okay? Because remember, Solomon is the one who's going to who build it. David wanted to build the house, but the Lord was like, no, 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 no. It will be your son. Okay? Hallelujah. But God went ahead and gave plans, okay, to David. Hallelujah. And those are the plans that Solomon used. Plans from where? From heaven. By the Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Verse 19, same chapter. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans. So that temple, the temple of Solomon, was built according to God's design. Hallelujah. God was the architect. Hallelujah. And humans were supposed to implement what the architect had come up with. Glory be to God. And when Solomon built the tabernacle according to God's design, okay, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1 to 2, that after he had done what God had told his father, okay, after he had built according to the plan God had given his father, the glory of the Lord filled the temple, just like it did with the tabernacle of Moses, who had also built according to God's plan. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now that is what we have done from the real beginning to do, yeah, that which from the real beginning we've been doing exactly that. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, Philip, you are not here, but I don't know if I've ever told you this. One of the things God told me before the church began, okay? Either before it began, yes, I think it was before it began. Okay? Which now I thank God that I obeyed him even when I didn't have all the details which I have now. Okay? I thank God I obeyed him. I remember one particular night I had a dream. Okay? And the message of the dream was that never get associated with Grace Urubega. At that time, Urubega was just starting. Oh, he had, you know. Then in the dream, it was revealed to me, okay, that the day you do that, you will lose your ministry. Okay? Like the other guy whose shoes were stolen. Kwanzi, you remember? Just stepping on those Fanero grounds for a conference. A guy who God had warned earlier, okay, in a dream, his own dream, that Rebecca is fake. Okay? Somehow, because of some business arrangement, some deal, he was trying to whatever with them. Okay? He was told, he was saying, okay, you know, you come or to Charlie Leko or what they taught Wagala, even if you don't like us. But just, you know. So because now there's a deal, he was involved with them, a business thing, he stepped on those grounds. Mariam, you've heard of this story. Okay? So the guy told me that, man, so he went, he just showed up just to show face. So what, you know, the business, whatever, the deal can, you know, they can give him a certain deal. In the night, he had a dream. And in this dream, Lubega had stolen his shoes. And he was screaming the dream as Rubega was running away with his shoes. That akasajja kabye what abye ngato zange. Okay? And who was to blame? He himself. Okay? A year or so earlier, God had warned him. He had dreamt when he was punching Rubega and telling him, Gwe Olimbaba, and he was punching him. And now the same guy, you know, goes and, you know, he should have known better. Do you understand? And so in my dream, God tells me, never associate yourself with that guy. The day you do that, you will lose your meaning. Now, I didn't know, like, what I know now about Rubega. But I simply obeyed when I didn't have all the what? The understanding. Okay? And I emphasized last week that don't obey God. Don't choose to obey God after you get all understanding of what he has told you. Just obey. Hallelujah. Don't say, I won't obey God until he answers this question, this question, this question, and this question. Don't do that. Glory be to God. Don't do how? Don't do that. Hallelujah. Don't do that. Okay? If he tells you tomorrow, go to Jinja, public means. Okay? Then you're like, but God, you haven't told me where I'll get the taxi from, which border guy should call to pick me from home. Then you tell him that I will not go until you tell me which border guy I should use, which stage I should get the taxi from. You understand? Don't do that. But you can just say, okay, God, I'm going tomorrow. Okay? I'll call border guy so and so. I'll go to the stage in Nadia, Northern Bypass. Okay? But I'm going to Jinja, God, public what? Yeah, now if God sees that border guy Taina permit, okay, they will grab him and the passenger. Okay? He, then God will speak to you, say, I don't use that one. But be tuned to what? To obeying God, going to Jinja. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So do that. Now, again, we were talking about succeeding. Okay, success. Success, true success, which comes by simply obeying God. Simply obeying who? Obeying God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16, from verse 13. It says that when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say you're John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of what? The living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon, by Jonah, okay? Bar there means son, okay? Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say unto you that you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Okay? So Jesus tells him that you are who? You are Peter. Okay? Peter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mwino kutayi nkoko ogela bulungi. Hallelujah. Your pillar. And on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail. Now, gates, in ancient days, okay, in the Eastern world, okay, basically, the headquarters of authority used to be at the city gates. Okay? So that's where authority was what? It's centered. So when it talks about gates here, it's talking about authority, power. Okay, so the powers of the enemy shall not prevail against what? The church. Which church? The church that is built on what? On this rock. Which rock? Okay, now, the biggest liars in the world, Catholics, the Catholic Church, they will tell you that rock is Peter. They will tell you, but Jesus said that you are Peter. And on this rock, which rock? Peter. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not do what? Okay? But the name Peter doesn't mean rock. The name Peter means like a small stone. Like a small stone, like a pebble. And you can't build a house on a what? Isn't it? So, Jesus wasn't saying that on Peter. That's why he said Peter was the first pope. Okay? So, all the popes descend from who? Like the man to Yava, Uku Peter, Nejira, Okatia Vinkaha. Pope Francis, Pope O. Who is the Pope now? You know, that's a big lie. The rock that Jesus was talking about, okay, the rock there, okay, means like a rock, a huge stone. Okay? And that rock was what Peter had said. That you are who? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Okay? So it is on that revelation that Jesus was going to build the church. And as long as the church would remain on that revelation that Jesus is the Christ, okay, the powers of evil would never be able to prevail against it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? So, Jesus was going to build on the revelation that had been given to Peter, not by flesh and what? Blood. Hallelujah. Not by what? Flesh and blood. But it had been revealed to him by the what? By the Spirit, by God. Okay? So, the church was going to be built on what God had said. Hallelujah. Not on what flesh and blood had said. Do you understand? Glory be to God. And again, I emphasize, I tell you, that is how you should build whatever you're building. Build it, do it according to what God has told you. Hallelujah. Don't copy and paste. Don't build according to what people are what? Hallelujah. Amen? And if you do that, whatever project you're involved in, whatever venture, because it was God's idea and you're doing it according to what God has told you, it will succeed. It will stand the test of time. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7, from verse 24. Jesus says that, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Okay? And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not do what? It did not fall. Why? Because it was founded on the what? On the rock. And Jesus has told us what the rock is. The rock is his sayings, his word. Glory be to God. Okay? If you build on what God has told you, on the instructions, on his plan, okay? It does not mean that rains are not coming, floods are not coming, storms are not coming. That's not what it means. Okay? It means that should they come, should a storm come, your house is not going to fall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. But by the way, storms will come. Glory be to God. Storms will do what? Will come. Now, they had better find you when you built on the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Stand here again, Akui Musachi. Omuyaga, raise a storm. But they had better find you when you built on the what? On the rock. And the house won't what? Amen? Now, once again, I tell you, most of you have been here for all this time. What's your name? Like Oliver's been here most of his time, okay? This is what LAT has endeavored to do. Building on the rock. Hallelujah. Okay? Lydia has been here from day one, isn't it? And if Lydia has been here from day one, then that means that Alana has been here from day one. Or you left her at home that day. Eh? Akaija, right now. You left her home that day, the first day. Bakakus, eh? Bakakus. Hallelujah. Now you should be like, Mommy, why didn't you bring me Kati Nami Singer? Eh? My name is not there among the first. Hallelujah. Mkwanzi. Anyway, glory be to God. Amen? Now, when you have built on the rock to a degree, okay, even when those guys in Entebbe, the weather forecast guys, tell you that El Nino is coming, tsunami is coming, eh? You won't be, you understand, because you're like, for me, I built on the what? I tell you, this solid like material. Glory be to God. Amen? Are you listening to me? Next verse. Okay? We finished that, didn't we? Okay? Hallelujah. Next verse is what? Huh? Okay, so, no. Because I need to tell you about also the foolish man. Isn't it? Verse 26. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. That's what happens to stuff that are not built according to God's pattern. Hallelujah. And we should never find ourselves in that kind of what? Situation. Amen? Glory be to God. Luke chapter 8, verse 5. Jesus tells a parable and says that a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, And it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Okay? Do you know the word oxoma? Omrinyorotor. Oxoma. Yeah? To read. Ngotia, gamba, yobane. Okay? But there's also oxoma when birds eat what? He. You don't say, like the chicken ate my what? My seeds. Eh? Now long am I right? He say, eh? Enkoko ekasoma embibozang. Glory be to God. So birds also read. Never forget that. And don't tell me that I'm boasting. Because that is basic, what? That is nursery. So, then some fell on the rock. And as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. By the way, even for porridge, you can say, ninsoma, like as you drink, what? Go Jacobi example. You learn your language for example. Okay, but others fell on good ground. They sprang up, yielded a crop a hundredfold. When he had said these things, he cried, he who has ears to hear, let him do what? Now, in verse 11, he begins to interpret the parable. He says that now the parable is this. The seed is a what? The word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So God gives you an instruction, you hear. You get a dream, very sure from heaven, holy day. But then because of your unseriousness, the enemy comes, steals the word, and gives you some other ideas. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, they receive the word with what? With joy. And these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, they do what? In terms, another book, I think it is Matthew, who said that in times of trials, okay, the storms of Matthew 7, they do what? They fall away. Hallelujah. So someone heard the word, let's say a dream, very evident from heaven. How the dream wake up chamketed. Do you know what it means to be what? Chamketed. Or chamka. You know chamka? Excited. Man, God spoke to me finally, man. My first dream of the year. Excited. In fact, he told me to do this, and this will be the result. So you with joy, man, what and the car. Hallelujah. And God didn't tell you when the results would what? Hey. So no tandika week one. What people say, akasigiri. Exactly. You know, eh? This is about money. You're going to become very rich. Just start giving. You had a dream Saturday night. Very excited. Ah, man, I'm going to become rich, man. Our families. So Sunday morning, you even come excited with an envelope. Hey, going to give. Amen. Then they announce at your church that Thursday there's a prayer meeting. And don't come to the house of the Lord empty-handed. So you come with another what? Envelope. You do it for a month, then brocalysis hits you. Brocalysis is The disease of being broke, okay? Hallelujah. Katitani ataniko kukukulachi? Testing the word. Trials. Trials. You understand? Then you start saying that, man, these things don't work. These things don't do what? So you see, you receive the word with joy. Then trials came to test you. And then you throw in the towel. And the word doesn't produce what? Fruit. You never get to see the richness that was supposed to come. Glory be to God. So, never do that. Don't do that. Alana, if you're sure, you see, I'm emphasizing this thing that you are sure it is the word of God. Because you see, very often, people said they heard from God, but when actually it wasn't God. So now that is not what I'm talking about. For me, I'm talking about it is God who told you something. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Now, if it is God who told you that, okay, I need to remind you that, what's up? Me says it's okay. You're like, I've seen her behind there. She's reading here. She's like, okay? So what I'm speaking about, okay? Please sit down, okay? Philip, you're distracting. Hallelujah. What I'm talking about is God has told you, you're sure, and it is God. Okay? Now, when it is God who has told you and you begin to do what he has told you, I also need to remind you that trials are going to come. Eh? And one of the reasons for the trials is that the enemy is testing you. Do you really believe this? Do you understand? In fact, there's a certain, I think it is in Matthew or Mark, which actually says that these trials come for the word's sake. The trials come because of that word, because of what God told you, not because you are special. But they come because of the word. Glory be to God. And they come to test you and, if possible, to make you drop the word. To give up. Glory be to God. Now, when that happens, you shouldn't fall away. You shouldn't throw in the towel. You shouldn't give up on that word. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Most of you know these things. Okay? But somehow, God's, I believe, wants you to hear this again. Okay? And this that I'm preaching, which I began to preach last week, okay, it began with Grace Joy's best, or one of the best preachers. Okay? Okay? That day I listened to her, then that day I met Joanne also, and she talked a lot. That's when I got the idea that, hey, I should talk about this thing of succeeding by simply doing the will of God. Okay? You missed her testimony. Okay? But she will tell you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen. Christina, you want to hear God give you an instruction, then you obey it. that my heart's very good. You're a very good child. Okay? Let's give Christine a big hand clap. Very good child, very good youth who wants to hear God and obey him. Okay? But now, Miss Christina Mjimba, I'm also here to remind you or to inform you if you didn't know, but I know you somehow, you've ever heard this. The trials are going to come for one simple reason, because of the word that you have. Just that. Glory be to God. You got it? Thank you, Mark. So they have no root in themselves and so endure only for a time. Eh? Is that so?
Yes.
And afterward?
Yes.
And afterward, when tribulation or persecution? Yes, afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake. Glory be to God. You might be amazed when you get to know that what? Some of the bad things that come to you sometimes. Okay? They're not because of anything. It's because of the word that you have. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And as a child of LAT, as a child of this church, you shouldn't let the enemy, okay, hit that word out of your what? Out of your hand. Stick to the word. Glory be to God. Don't stick to the word. Stick to the word. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, again, I was using the example of this church, isn't it? Now, we have had such things. Hallelujah. Known to you or not known to you. Glory be to God. By the way, I am the kind of person who, number one, I'm not a female. Number one, my nature just like, when I have a problem, I'm not the kind who goes on LTV. Tell the whole world. Sam Isoke might be worse than me. The way I see you. Very quiet. You might be worse than me. Glory be to God. I remember, man, I think I was messed up. I remember when I was in high school, I particularly remember a certain time I got an opportunity to come back home from school. And I was supposed to go back like the following day. So it wasn't a holiday, but for some reason, I came back. Okay? Man, what was wrong with me? Now, like, when I think about it, I don't know what was wrong with me. Do you know, I came home, then, I think it was the following day, I picked my bag, got into a taxi, and went back to school. And I didn't tell my mom that what? That I'm going and I'd go. Why did I do that? Of course, now as a parent, my mom, of course, wasn't happy when I came back in. Why didn't you tell me? Bambi, she even had some money she wanted to give me, but I just what? And that shows you how, if I don't need to say anything, I don't have to say it. Hallelujah. Yeah, so now, like, if there's a trial, like in church, you know it can be there and you guys, what? Never get to know. Maybe it's Rachel who gets to know. Because I'm like, now, how does it concern Christine? Christine already, she has work to handle. She has to think about Grace Joy's homeschooling. physics, muri bize. You understand? Like for me, that's how I think. I'm like, if I have problems, why now put my problems on Sam? Sam already has his what? He's thinking about NSSF contribution for his employees who left Fanero. Kati, why add my things on him? And Bambi, that's how for me I think. Like, I don't know how to find someone is happy, then I make him sad with my things. Glory be to God. And now it is worse that I'm born again. Kwanga bone mbamani. Now, like, especially if it has to do with church. And I'm like, why broadcast the trial of the church with people? Ngate nazimba ku rock. You understand? I be like, wrong English, eh? Don't write it, okay? You'll fail. But when we're jazz, you can say it, okay? I be like, I built on the rock. This trial will what? Will pass. So why make olive? Eh? Now become sad. And especially if she can't do anything about it. So that is good and bad, isn't it? Good and bad. Eh? Anyway, whatever. Build on the word of God. Build on what? The word of God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.